Many cultural legends tell of mermaids, supernatural aquatic nymphs with bewitching powers who swim the seven seas. Mythical? Hardly. Mermaids are real, and you can find them a mere hour's flight from Seoul on the South Korean volcanic island of Jeju. But instead of luring mariners to their deaths or falling in love with sodden princes, these mermaid-like women are amazingly brave and amazingly skilled free divers known as henyo. And they're even more badass than their mythical counterparts. A word of Japanese origin, henyo can be translated as sea women, and these divers carry on a tradition that dates back centuries. Each morning, they head out across the volcanic island to the rocky shoreline, swim out into choppy, chilly water, dive down over 20 feet, and stay there for around 2 minutes while they grab sea life by hand. When they resurface, the henyo gulp air with a sharp inhale that sounds something like a dolphin, and then they pop back under to do it all over again and again, sometimes up to 6 or 7 hours a day. Every time I go in, I feel as if I am going to the other side of the world, 75-year-old Yang Chun-sun told New York Times reporter Norimutsu Onishi in 2005. It is all black in front of me. My lungs are throbbing. At that moment, I am dead. It's no wonder the diving feels like death. The women wear no respirators or other mechanical equipment. In fact, they don't have much gear at all, which has been true as far back as records can tell us, i.e. at least 1,000 years. Traditionally, they wore mulsojungi, water clothes, of mega-thin, totally not protective at all cotton to dive unencumbered. Today's henyo use glass goggles, rubber flippers, and neoprene wetsuits, which are more protective than cotton, but also more buoyant, making it harder to dive. To offset the extra flotation power, the henyo strap themselves into lead-weighted belts, which allow them to sink to the ocean floor. Holding their breath for up to 2 minutes at a time, they collect abalone, conch, octopus, sea urchins, top shell, and different kinds of seaweed, like the type that gets made into agar agar for our peel-off face masks, using either their hands or a small metal tool. Thanks to years of experience, the women typically begin diving in their early teens, the henyo know exactly which sea creatures will be available where and in what season. They're also careful not to over-harvest so that there will be enough for future harvests. Seashell season is from September to May only. They gather their finds into taewak, hollowed-out orange floaties attached to nets, which resemble the gourds that were used in the past. They then haul their loads, sometimes over 60 pounds, onto shore. Though the tradition dates back generations, these days the henyo's work is more grueling than ever. Their wetsuits allow them to stay longer in the water than they could even half a century ago. And most of the women remember those days very well, since the majority of the approximately 2,500 henyo are over 60 years old. Oh Byung-soon, a 77-year-old with 6 grandkids, has been diving for over 50 years, including all 9 months of each of her pregnancies. The oldest active henyo is over 90, and she still drags in her catches when she can. It's not easy.